You are listening to the Preaching Podcast from the Stanton First Church of God in Stanton, Kentucky, located in the Red River Valley of the Appalachian Mountains. You will hear fervent, spirit-filled, revival preaching from the pulpit of the Stanton First Church of God. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles and open up to John chapter number 16, verse 33. We'll begin there. We've got a couple other scriptures, but just stand and take your Bibles. Turn to John 16 and 33. While you're turning there, we'll go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We're just thankful, God, we can hang on to you. Lord, we're so grateful that no matter what storm, no matter what tribulation, no matter what battle that we face, God, if we just hang on to you, you can get us through no matter whatever it is that we're going through today. So God, we're asking you this morning that you will take your word as we endeavor to look into it a little this morning. We pray, God, that you will just open up our hearts, open up our minds to receive exactly what thus saith the Lord. Father God, I pray a special anointing and a special blessing upon this service. I ask you right now, Lord, to allow your Holy Spirit, allow him to enter into this building and take complete control over everything that is said and done. God, erase anything from our minds of what's going to take place after service, what's going on this evening, what's going on later on this week, and let us focus solely upon your word right now. God, help us to be attentive to you. Help us, God, to pay respect to you. Help us, God, to give ourselves wholly unto you right now. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let us read John 16, 33. These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will or you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You may be seated. This morning, briefly, I just want to touch on a few things. As we were praying this morning and trying to get our minds in a sense and in a direction of what God had in store for today, and we've had across the prayer chains, we've been going through some things. Everybody's facing difficulties. There's a lot of situations going on in the dynamics of family arenas all across our land, and we are no exception. You know, there's families that's in our church right now that's been going through some things. And through all this, through everything that's taken place, you know, we've got to realize that our peace through our tribulation comes through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Our peace through the most hardest times we have in life today, we must lean solely upon Jesus Christ this morning, through no matter what it is. So as I was looking, I was going to one direction, and I thought that this is what God wanted, and I'd called Ruby, and I was getting ready to print the bulletins off, and I'm not very tech savvy. I couldn't get the thing to flip-flop and do whatever it's supposed to do to be able to print both sides of it. So I call her, and I say, I can't get this thing to open. I can't get it to do what it needs to do. And she said, well, just open it up and print it. I said, well, it's not wanting me to, and I had to end up FaceTiming her, showing you what it was doing, and she said, oh, it's the way I sent it. So as she was doing that, I said, I can't get my mind settled on a message. This was at 8 o'clock. I said, I can't get my mind. I can't get peace of what direction I need to go in. She said, look at John 16, 33. So as she gave me that, and I looked, God no doubt gave her this scripture, I started looking into it and I started praying. I said, God, is this a direction that you want me to go in? He said, absolutely, because you've been going through some tribulation over the last 2 or 3 weeks. You've been going through some hard places over the last few weeks. There's people inside my church family that's sitting in your congregation today, in my congregation today, in God's congregation this morning. There are some people that is sitting out there that have been going through some tribulation this week, whether it be with their health, whether it be with family dynamics, whether it be with situations going on in their jobs, whether it's been something that's taken place outside of their control. They need to understand peace comes from me in the midst of the storm. So this morning, as we look at it, as we think about this morning, how things arise and what takes place in life, we've got to understand those situations will come and go, but Jesus Christ never will. He is once for here from now and for always will be with us, walking with us, talking to us, holding to us, guiding us, and leading us if we'll only trust in Him this morning. Jesus wrote these words. He said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." I can't get peace in trying to resolve situations in my own hands. I can't get peace trusting somebody else to work out a trouble or a problem that's going on or whatever it may be. I can't get peace in trusting my government. I can't get peace in trusting the president. I can't get peace in trusting my local sheriffs or local police departments or local judiciary systems. I can't get peace in my job. I can't get peace in my finances. I can only get peace in Him this morning. Because everything else is going to fluctuate. Everything else is going to be topsy-turvy. Everything else in life is chaotic other than Jesus Christ this morning. Our health, it comes and it goes. We don't know from one minute to the next what's going on inside of our bodies. But no matter what it is, we can have peace knowing that if I'm facing cancer, if I'm facing heart disease, if I'm facing no matter what it is, I can have peace in Jesus Christ knowing He's going to walk with me through no matter what it is that I face in life today. I think of the phone call that Sam said she got this morning about Henry Andrews. I grew up right beside Henry Andrews, right here on Airport Road. John, their boy, was a good friend of mine. Grew up with them right there, playing together, running together. I remember Boston Billy's that used to be here? That's Henry Andrews. Some of the best food we had in this county at that time was Boston Billy's. Man, I loved it and missed it. That was Henry Andrews. But right now, their family, his family, is going through a tribulation. His family is going through a hard time. Like many of us has faced in life, we've seen death come instantly like that. We've seen things take place instantly like that. We've had a bad report from the doctor just like that. But our peace must be in Jesus Christ. Tribulation is maybe going to come. It's going to come. Amen? It's going to come this morning. Let me tell you, if you're not in it, it's coming. It's coming. You're going to face it. There's going to be things that happen in your life that you can't control. But I know one thing. He controls the heartbeat of me. He controls my passions. He controls my stability. He is the one that has enabled me to be able to have peace in the midst of my storm. So this morning, Jesus is encouraging us with His Word in the Scripture this morning. He is telling us, He said, "I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace." Now I want to go over to another Scripture this morning. It's in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 4 and 5. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 4 and 5. Everybody love the Lord this morning?
Amen.
I tell you, God's good.
All the time.
What was that, Tyler?
All the time.
And all the time? God is good. Ephesians 5 and 4 says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Are you born of God this morning? One. Lewis, praise the Lord, you're born of God. Are you born of God this morning? You can overcome the world. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ this morning?
Amen.
You can overcome the world. Are you loving Jesus today?
Amen.
You can overcome the world. Are you obedient to His Word and doing what He tells you to do and living by the authority of God's Word, trying to be obedient, trying to live out a holy life that He's suggesting you to live?
Amen.
Then you can overcome the world. No matter what is thrown your way this morning, you can be an overcomer through Jesus Christ. If you are born of God today, there is absolutely nothing the world can throw at you, the devil can throw at you, your family can throw at you, your job can throw at you, our country can throw at us. There is nothing that can take place that we cannot overcome through the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. But we've got to be a follower of Him. We have got to allow Him to be our God, our not only our Lord, but our Savior. He is to be the one that takes care of us and provides for us on a moment-by-moment basis every single day. And in that, we can live a life that is overcoming. He says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is it? Our faith. Our faith. I don't know about you this morning, but I've got faith in knowing that my God is going to provide for me. My God is going to help me. My God is going to strengthen me. My Lord and Savior, no matter what I face, is going to get me through it today. No matter what it is this morning, I know that I can overcome it, but I've got to believe in Jesus to give me the strength to be the overcomer. Amen. Let me tell you, sometimes life becomes a total chaotic mess. You can walk through the pits of hell sometimes in your family, through your jobs and with your friends, no matter what it is. There can be circumstances and situations that can take you out if you allow it. But if you are a child of God, you can overcome this morning. I'm here to tell you right now, you all look like you've eaten a bunch of prunes. You look like you're defeated. Look here, put some wind in your sails this morning. God is still on the throne. He is at the right hand of the Father, and He is conducting business on a moment-by-moment basis. And if you trust Him this morning, I don't care what you're going through right now, you can overcome the situation. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful this morning that I serve a risen Savior. We just come out of Easter. I'm thankful that He's no longer in that tomb, that He got up on that third day. He is risen this morning, and He is alive and well, not only in heaven, but in my heart today. Amen. He is thriving inside of me. He is beating. He is the very beat of my heart this morning. Without Him, I can do absolutely nothing. Without Him, I'd have given up a long time ago. But I thank God I'm a born-again Christian, and I'm overcoming the world. Not once, but every single day, I am overcoming the world, no matter what it throws at me. Not only the world, but I am overcoming Satan and his fiery darts today. Praise God. He may shoot them, but praise God, I'm overcoming them. He may sling them, but praise God, I can overcome them through the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter what He fires my way, no matter how He tries to stump me, no matter how He tries to make me fall, no matter how hard He tries to knock me down, I can stand up and arise and be an overcomer through the blood of Christ this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, that song goes. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. He is still on the throne. Verse 5, who is he who overcomes the world? And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Now I want to look at 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. 57 and 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, here it is. Be steadfast. Be steadfast. This morning, some of us need to be steadfast. This morning, some of us have got bad reports in our health. Be steadfast. Some of us this morning just says, Becky was bringing, maybe there's somebody in here this morning that may be struggling with pregnancy. Maybe there's somebody in here that has gone through whatever. No matter whether they can either get pregnant or they can't get pregnant, no matter what, just be steadfast. You can overcome this morning through the blood of Jesus Christ. He's saying be steadfast. There's some of us today that's going through addictions that we just seem like we can't get over. Be steadfast. There's some of us this morning that may be going through trials and tribulations. There's temptations that maybe that we think we just can't overcome. Be steadfast this morning. Be strong. Become an overcomer in Jesus Christ today, because He can give you the grace and the strength to be able to withstand whatever comes. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable. Don't allow the situation to knock you off your feet. Don't allow people to knock you off your feet. Don't allow health issues to knock you off your feet. Don't allow your job to knock you off your feet. Don't allow your family to knock you off your feet. Don't allow the temptation to knock you off of your feet. Be immovable in Jesus Christ this morning. We have got to place our faith and trust in Him. Listen, it's not by your works. It's by His might today. All you've got to do is be willing. You've got to surrender. You've got to submit. And you have got to humble yourself before Jesus Christ today, realizing that you have no power without Him today. You have no strength, but you can become immovable through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. No matter what it is you're going through in life today. You know, I think of Henry and them's family this morning. They're a devastating loss, no doubt to them, just like many of us have faced devastating loss. But we've got to stand immovable through those times. We've got to hold fast to our faith in Jesus Christ, knowing there is a tomorrow, knowing there is hope in God, knowing that there is strength in Jesus Christ today. He said, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Church, this morning, if there's ever been a time that we need to stand and be immovable and steadfast, it's today. Amen. The devil is trying to knock every one of us out. And our own selves are allowing ourselves to be knocked down. But we've got to realize our faith in God, when we strengthen ourselves and we become a child of God, we can stand on the rock of Jesus Christ and know that we can stand immovable. We have victory this morning. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has already defeated the devil. All He can do this morning, church, is to tempt us and try us. But He cannot win unless we allow Him to. Today we have such a defeated mindset in the church world today. We walk around with a defeated mindset thinking that we can't overcome, that we can't live above sin, that we can't live above this and we can't live above that. But you can this morning. You can get past it. You can win this morning because Jesus Christ won the war. He won. And all we got to do is hold steadfast and be immovable and have the power and the victory inside of our bosom, knowing that we have that very same strength that Christ had on that cross living inside of us today. That's the gift of that Holy Spirit that He gave us, that He can live and dwell inside of us to give the power to be overcomers this morning. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you're facing tomorrow. I don't know what tests you're going to have to go through this week. I don't know what your family may be going through right now, but you know every situation that's taking place in your life. So I've come here to tell you this morning, be steadfast and be unmovable, for our Lord Jesus Christ is still reigning and ruling on the throne, not only in heaven, but in the hearts of men and women of God. Amen. No matter what you face today, God is still God. Amen? Amen? He is still on the throne, and He is still Lord of lords and King of kings. So this morning, I want you to think about it. Think about your situation right now. Think about what you're going through right this very moment. And ask yourself this question. Have I given it to God? Have I given it to God? If you're like me, most of the time when a problem or something arises, I try to fix it myself before I even pray. Amen or ouch on that one this morning. Generally, the majority of men and women of God, when something takes place or something happens, we react instead of going to God and allowing God to lead and guide in the reaction that we should have, which is His. Church, this morning, I want to encourage you, no matter what it is you're going through right now, no matter what it is you're facing, whether it be from the doctor, whether it be something that's personal that's taking place in your home, whether it be something that's on your job, whether it be something that's in your church, whether it's something in your community, whether it's something that's, no matter what it is, I want to encourage you this morning. Take it to God first. You want strength? Take it to God first. You want to hold steadfast? Take it to God first. Allow Him to shape you, form you, guide you, lead you, and give you the answers of life that you stand in need of today. Some of us are facing cancer. Some of us are facing surgeries. Some of us are facing chilly deaths with our family members. Some of us are facing divorce. Some of us are facing not knowing which to turn or how to turn or what move to make next. Some of us are facing life-altering decisions. You want the answer? Take it to God. Trust in Him. You go back to that very first scripture, John 16:33. These things I have spoken that to you, that in me you may have peace. I don't know about you, but I thrive for peace. I thrive for peace. I want peace in my home. I want peace in our church. I want peace in our community. I want peace in our country. I want peace in our world. This is Brother John mentioned this morning about Israel and all the things that say, listen, we're in war all over the world right now. There is decisions that's going to be made that's going to be life-altering to each and every one of us. We can't do nothing about the outcome of a lot of those things. But that very war that's taking place in Israel and across the waters and everything that's going on there, as important and as vital as it is, there is war that's taking place in your home right now. And that war is just as important as what's taking place over there. But the only way you can overcome that war and become victorious in the war that's in your home is to give it to God. There's a war right here, more importantly. Paul says there's a war. There's a raging war that goes on inside of him. There's a war that's going on inside of you and I today. Each and every one of us face it every day. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. You still got a war going on inside you because you, as an individual, want to be the boss of you. What's that old saying? There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. That's what's taking place right here. There's only one. And that's God. And we've got to give Him the authority this morning. You have got to give Him reign and rule. Everybody wants a Savior, but nobody wants a Lord. But when you get the Lord Jesus Christ, you get Him both as Savior and Lord. He saves you, first of all, from your sin. Then He is the Lord over your life. What does that mean? That means He is going to conduct in you the way you need to live on a daily basis. You want peace this morning? Woo! Do you want peace this morning? Yeah. Amen. Well, there's one way to get it.
Hey, friend, thanks again for listening. I hope this message was a blessing to you. For more information about our church, go to our website at www.stantonfcog.com. You can also join us on Facebook at Stanton First Church of God. If this message helped you in any way, hit the share button below. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, God loves you, and so do I.